Okay, it's Thursday night. We've started Siman Kuftes, and we'll go over it quickly, and we'll start the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet. That's really where we're up to. So Kuftes says, "Hanuchos the Beis Haknesses and Watzot Tzivim the Stalalim Yachol Haskel the Ligmar Shmona Esrei." In other words, Kodem Shegiya Shleich Tzivul the Kedusha or the Kaddish the Spalel. Din Omein, the Ramah adds Omein of Akel HaKadosh and Shemei HaTfilo Dinam Kadosh and Kedusha. So again, you know, Shemei HaTfilo, you know, okay, you know, the Mechaber didn't say Modim Grada. So what's the relevance of Akel HaKadosh? Also, if you heard Kedusha already, or really, the truth is, it's very not. Let's say you're waiting by Tilos Lekel Elyon, and you're not starting Shmoneh Esrei because you won't make it. And you're answering Kedusha, so you have to remember to wait till after Akel HaKadosh. You shouldn't start Shmoneh Esrei right away.
And you can wait
until
Shabbat
Tilos. Theoretically, if you're not going to make it, unless you're going to make it. That's the problem, and you have to wait for Kaddish.
You should make it. You're going to make it in Shabbat Tilos.
If the chazal is going slow, you go
fast.
Yom lav al yispale. The main hashol veris. The nichlas achar kedusha. If yochel lahaschil v'ligmor kodim shegiya shlechtsiba lamodim yispale. Yom lav al yispale. Ramah would say shmei tefila. Excuse me, shmei tefila. Now, really, modim is not such a big problem. Oh, but what didn't Yochel Agiel a modem? If you can get up to modem, all the achas may have brachos to shochem behem shagia shliach simul a modem is palel. Not sure what that is. Like, if he's starting, so if he, what do you know with the bogan on wrong? Like. I mean, maybe you can't get up to Mogan Avram. You don't. I don't know where this Shliach is off to, right? So Tzibah might be up to. Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering what the other thing meant, but then I realized we don't know when he might have come in when he's up to Alat Tzadikim, when he's up to Shemei Tzibah. It's parallel, because the real point is the bowing down. Now, the reason we don't just say. Now, the Chaber has a B'dievet. So they listen with good to the tefillah. I guess maybe he said it by mistake. He said God is Israel. I guess means by mistake. And now he has to be said with good to the tefillah. So there's an eight. So there's diamond way shemagia shliach tzibur the moedim shehu bachas mei abrachas yeshchiimo when he's in the middle of a bracha. In other words, the problem with modim is the bowing down. And the problem of bowing down, if you're not up to modim, is you're not let it bow down at the beginning of the end of the bracha. So really, so with the other, you can do it. Now, why didn't he give this? Avalim hu b'tchiloso b'sofa lo yishka. She'en shoychem b'tchilos brachoi b'soyfe elabobis v'heidah. Now, why didn't he say l'chatchila that you should plan that? And why did he have to say that you can get up to modim or one of the brachas that we bow down in? Why doesn't he just say, like, maneuver that you should be in the middle of a bracha?
Because we don't want to do it.
Right. Even though to get up to modem is also a maneuvering of sorts, but that's, it doesn't take so much. But to get up to modem, you're not constantly thinking. I guess you can make sure you're up to there without giving it too much thought. But to maneuver that you should be in the middle of a bracha already takes concentration and would be involved. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. Right? Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet. Ola Kaddish. L'chayrek, even the Tzarech Ligmet Tfilosu Chaydim Kedusha Kol Shein Sheishma HaKaddish Achash Mon Esrei. L'shloim B'demayim B'mayri V'leka Kedusha. So to tell you that Kaddish is... Inami Mayri Shekvar Shoma Kedusha, because that's always the Eitzah. D'mishim Kedusha Lo Yitzarech Landin V'chmo Shenichtav L'kamon. Call my call, Tzorech Ligmor. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
I wanted to acknowledge you.
Say hello.
Yeah. Call my call, Tzorech Ligmor, Kodim Kaddish Achash Mon Esrei. He has to finish Shmona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibah gets up to Yeshmei Rabbah. And then the Mishnah Berurah says not to answer Amen, just Yeshmei Rabbah, because he won't be able to concentrate on what the Amen's going, and that'll be an Amen Yisoma. But if he could focus, so I said yesterday, a person should learn Kaddish. The truth is, if you ask the people what they're answering Amen, they wouldn't even know. You already said Amen to Yiskadol the Kaddish Shmei Rabbah. Yiskadol the Kaddish Shmei Rabbah. So, Biyomo Divrachi Vusei, Vyam Lich Mal Chusei, Chayechon Vimichon Vachayei Vachol Beis Yisrael, Ba'agolov Zman Karim, Vachol Amen. The truth is, I'm not so sure what that Amen is mostly to the first Amen, because the rest of the phrase is really on fire to Yiskadol the Kaddish Shmei Rabbah.
Yatzmach Bekone makes more sense in that sense, because it's a separate thought.
Yatzmach Bekone, the Amen to the Yatzmach Bekone, even according to the Nuschol,
yeah,
that say,
yeah,
it,
I mean, we don't
you
say
don't
it.
Answer it in the middle,
right,
of the December.
I'm just saying
December,
in terms of the
it?
Sentence, in terms of the sentence structure.
Yomah Dibroch Yerusei. Maybe Yomah Dibroch Yerusei starts a new phrase. Yomah Dibroch Yerusei, B'chayichon 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 So it's really you're saying Amen to Biyamlich Malchusa. That's what you have to focus on. Not you focus on Yiskayu. You said Amen to that already. So it's really Biyamlich Malchusa B'chayichon 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 B'chayichon. So that's it, to Biyamlich Malchusa. That's what you're saying. So you really know to focus on that. For that domin Yeshmer Abba Odef Mekedusha, the pecking order Yeshmer Abba is higher. Al Kain and Bosomach the Kedusha. Yamyamten Aracher Kedusha Liikmet Tfilas Aracher Kaddish. Yamyamten Aracher Kaddish and Yochum Neishosman Tfilah Over. Tov Shiyatzchul Nuspalul Koydim Kedusha. Missing Kedusha. In other words, if you have a choice, you can miss Kedusha and say Yeshmer Abba.
Isn't this the case where the guy's supposed to go outside into the hallway?
No.
Because he's going to...
No, we... The Achronim say going out in the hallway only helps from over. So we're going to be no-cate like that. The Mishnah Berurah Shmer, he was so sane, but in the source and in logic, it's only Modem. So Yesh Me'ab is better than Zodif Mekedusha. It's also enough to mean if you're in a shtiblach, you know, and you want to
all the time.
Right, so you want to answer. So Yesh Me'ab, but trumps Kedusha. Kedusha Odef Mi Modim. Kedusha trumps Modim. That's also in Svara. Like, Modim is not that much, not that heavy Modim. The whole Indian of Modim is the problem of the bowing down. It wasn't the Modim itself. Okay, therefore, but it trumps that Indian also. That's the point. Okay, therefore, in Bosomach, the Kedusha, in Yaschel, Miyad, Lo Yuchalom, at Kedusha. In Yamdan and Acher Kedusha, Lo Yuchalom, and Moidim, and Matzibur, Landan and Acher Moidim, and Yachal, and Chashash, Yavaz, Mantfila, Put of Shiaschel, Spalo, Lacher Kedusha, and Miss Moidim. Kenkos, and Mogan Avram. There's really another answer. We'll see about that. That's what we'll have in Siv Beis, when you should do that.
You also get a killer condition from that filler.
Yeah, then you chaperine everything if you do that. So whether you should do that, whether it's better, we'll have that in Siv Beis. How much you have to daven with the chazan. Better to daven the whole thing with the chazan, every word. Basically every word.
Is Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah always the same as the Amen after that? Is it Amen after that Le'ela? Does that have the same status?
It's higher.
It's higher.
Even though the one after that also has a high status.
Is it? In other words, does that trump the Modim and the Kedusha? The Amen after Le'ela?
No, just Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah trumps that. But you can you answer that in the middle of Rechas Kriyashma?
Yes,
I think yes. You could answer the Amen of Damiram v'Amal v'Amen. You could answer. The Kolstein Omin Yeshmerado does me modem. Al came the same idea. Mishabod may take Nezu take the Lacher Kedusha. The Mianton and Lacher Modem will Yuchalan or Somin Yeshmerado Hakadish Akash from Esri. The Mianton and Lacher Kadish Yabish Mansili Yaskumiyan. The Buddha Lavatal Moidem of the Battle Omin Yeshmerado. But oh, there's always an eight of my modem. The modem have Shalishkesh Mansiyusan in the middle of a bracha. The Chain Odev Omin Yeshmerado Mitfila Betsibur. Which is really what you see from the Shulchan Aruch here. Because the guy's coming. Okay, it's not prime Tefillah B'Tzibur, because he's not starting together with them. Okay, but it's to a degree Tefillah B'Tzibur. And you're telling him, if you're not going to make it, wait. And yeah, Yishmei Rabbah is Odif B'Tzibur.
Well, we know from before that if a person is Mayrich, that Tefillah B'Tzibur takes precedence. Is that only because he's an onus?
The point there isn't Tefillah B'Tzibur takes precedence. The point there is that you're davening normally, and then you're an onus. And this whole halacha is said when you already l'chatzila have to declare, what should I do? There, you're davening with the tzibur. That's the rationale of the Chazon Ish. You know, we're a local misumping. The Chazon Ish says a psak. When they say it, b'shem the Chazon Ish, I'm not even 100% sure. But Al Kaponim, the pshat there is you're going about your business and then you're an onus. Okay, the chain odiv yesh mev filo b'tzibur, al kein and bosomach hakadish, vim lispal al take if you bought the lomin yesh merabba, but vim yantan al achar kadish, or yuchal lispal al arvus in hatzibur, this is when it would happen. Lomin yesh merabba odiv. Why not? Well, why can't he say yesh merabba? And what kaddish are they up to? I don't understand the case. He came before Shimon Esrei, so he could start Shimon Esrei right away with them. Why not? What's going on here? There's a whole case here. He's davening Mincha. Wait a second.
They're davening Ma'ariv. They're both young.
He's davening Mincha. They're davening Ma'ariv. What's going on here? What's going on? He came to shul to daven Mincha.
And they're davening Ma'ariv right after.
They're up the Kaddish Shalei. They're going to daven Ma'ariv right after. So he's going to, if he waits for Yeshmer Rabbah, he's going to miss Ma'ariv. Okay. Let's see the Bir Halacha, the Ramaschal, the Kedusha, or the Kaddish. I am a prima godim, the kachosh of Seder Hamadregos, Eze Odof Mechaverov, and Afkamina Linyan of Shemea Shtein Kachas Bishtein Minyonim, Eze Mehem Koidim, right? I am a Yachal Akaim Eskula. The kachosh of Shem Esidram Kach, Amin Yeshmeraba, the Kaddish Odof Mekedusha, the Kedusha Odof Mimoidim, and Moidim Agam Borchu, Odif Mishnei Amonim, Dain or Kalakodish from Yatfila. Velo Amen and Madifi Meacherim. Akshu Mustabek, Shomlin Yemoidim Uborchu, Eze Odif. Umasik, Umsadi Shom the Moidim Odif. There are Chachayim Kotov, the Lefomim Borchu Odif Mimoidim. Dolin Yemoidim, Yochalachad, and Agia Bem Tabrocha Vadishchais.
So if you're
you
hear
Armenia Yishmerab,
you're supposed to say
Armenia Yishmerab? No, I don't know if Hefzik is the same thing. Why can't you be Mavzik and Kedusha? How heavy a din is that? I don't... Wait. First of all, to answer your question, it doesn't follow from this halacha. Yishmerab could trump Kedusha in terms of Kedima. But if once you started Kedusha, if you're not allowed to be Mapsa, you're not allowed to be Mapsa. Having said that, the question is how heavy an Indian is it not to be Mapsa between Kodosh and Boruch? I don't know.
People assume that, but I never saw it.
Yeah, that's because when we were kids, they scared the bejeebers out of us.
Right. But
I don't know.
According to the original Nusach Mistamo, the Lumasam Mishab Chimmi Omum is also a Hepsi. That's only for the Shaks.
That's what we were saying.
Are we talking only about the Yehmei Shmei Rabba of Tiskabil? Kaddish Tiskabil? That's what keeps mentioning.
Any,
even Kaddish Yosom, which you
don't
need. Shailas
after Aleinu, we're going to have a later Mishagura. Maybe the ones after Aleinu don't count.
So the ones before? Option. The ones before.
We're not talking about the Yehmei Shmei Rabba of Aleinu. We're talking about the obligatory Kaddish.
That's only, there's only two of them. In Shachris.
Right, two or three.
Chatzi Kaddish and Kaddish Tiskabil.
But there's only Chatzi Kaddish after
Yishma. I mean, sorry, right. Yeah, right, three in the morning. Right. But other than that, they speak about that later? I was always mistaken.
About what?
Is Amen Yeshme Rabba of any of the other Kaddishim have a
special
day?
Not after Aleinu. We're going to see later, after Aleinu.
So the same would be the earlier Kaddishim also. Okay.
I never ever seen really how heavy it is not to talk between.
I hope it's not.
Okay, we'll get up to this. Now that we've established it, I have nothing to do with this sermon. I don't have to answer you now.
But if you're in your own minion, you're at the Kotel, it's your own minion, and this minion's up to saying a Kaddish, and you're up to saying Kedusha.
A different minion.
Right, the minion next to you. And you're about to say Kedusha, and they're saying Kaddish.
But it's the Kedusha of your tefillah as opposed to the Kaddish of their tefillah.
So you didn't start your Kedusha yet, but if you say Amen Yeshmei Rabba, you're going to miss the beginning of your Kedusha.
Beginning of the Kedusha? I mean Kaddosh. No. Is there anything else that counts?
I have no makor for my psak, but I would pass it anyway. But you can do what you want.
Do what you want.
But that's what I would say. But if you choose to answer Yeshmei Rabba, that's okay. Because Yeshmei Rabba is odd than Kedusha. And if you choose to say Kedusha, because you're answering Yeshmei Rabba in your minion, and you're up to your minion, they're up to Kedusha. I'm like, well, I think that's also okay. I really hold that to the psak. I would pass. I would not pass. You can do what you want. I am passing. You can do what you want. It's optional.
Better not to daven in Mishnah.
No daven.
I would be noite if the person pressed me and said, "What should I do?" I would be noite to say Kedusha.
It's part of your Seder of
Tefillah. Yeah, you're going to. It's really a shaila, like if Kaddish. When we talk about Kedusha, we talk about Kedusha. We talk about Kaddish, though, is it one Yehi Shmei Rabba? Like, how many Kaddishim? Let's say you could finish Mona Esrei by the time they get up to Kaddish to Skabel, but you can't finish Kedusha, you heard of it. Let's go with the Mechaber. We're not counting Domin of Akela Kaddish or Shmei Atfila. Modim, you're going to work out. I don't know, you're going to work out Modim. You're not going to finish Mona Esrei by the Yehishmei Rabba of the Kaddish after Tachanun, but you will finish Mona Esrei by the Kaddish of the Skabel.
Okay.
Is that Nichla on this halacha that you're not supposed to start Mona Esrei?
I was wondering about that.
I say yes. It is.
It is Nichla, you should not start.
The three Kaddishim are each one's a chiyuv if they ask for it.
But the din is, what if a person by mistake, after Tachnun, says Kaddish Sholeh, says Kaddish Tiskabil? Mishnah Berurah says, if a person by mistake says Kaddish Tiskabil, before Ashrei.
Yeah.
So he doesn't say Kaddish Tiskabil a second time.
I would tell him to, absolutely.
I think I saw Mishnah Berurah not.
No,
yeah?
You'll have to show him.
Yeah, okay.
And I once passed with that way with my son on a Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah, they do both, they're both times.
And my raya was from Purim. Mariah was from Purim.
where some say you say Tiskabo twice.
The Megillah.
That was my raya.
You can bring a raya from the shots. The halacha is that because of Kedusha the Sidra, he can say Kaddish Tiskabo. When the shots takes over.
That's no raya, because when he's davening for the tzibur.
Yeah, but it's a
machayim. So he's saying on the Shmonesri also.
Oh, I see.
He's saying on the Shmonesri too.
He's not only saying it.
Yeah, I got news for you. You can have a guy standing in front of the Yomud, and when it comes time for Kaddish, this Kaddish, he can point to someone in the back, and he could say Kaddish, this Kaddish. Anybody can say Kaddish, Kaddish. It's a communal tefillah.
That's what I said. When some places have a minig that someone else takes over Asherah.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, that's... Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If there's no riot, that Kaddish is Kabbalah, certainly not someone else, right? Yeah.
Why does Chabad not say that?
You didn't call me, did you?
I figured you had...
We're both saying, let's finish up here. So... Then the Bir Halacha says that the two Amens, the Amen of it, this is going to be a surprise to you. The Amen after Shema Tefillah and the Amen of Akel HaKadosh trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur. Trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur. In other words, you came to Shul late and you can't finish Shmona Esrei before the Chazan. Well, Kedusha, you heard Kedusha already somewhere else, right? Well, we took care of Kedusha because you heard it somewhere else, or you anticipate hearing it somewhere else. So that's not a problem. But Kel HaKadosh or Shema Tefillah, okay, so let's say Kel HaKadosh also, whatever, Shema Tefillah. So if you start Shmona Esrei, you'll miss the Omen of Shema Tefillah. You'll chaparai in a shtickle tefillah b'tzibur though. So the Pima Godim says that, I guess according to the Ramah, that the Omen of Shema Tefillah trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Although there it's a Shvacha Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's not Tefillah B'Tzibur Meikar.
But he's not Machalik. If that Chilik would be a Chilik, then the whole Raya, I mean, what's their Raya? The Raya of the Mogen Avram, says Yesh Merabba trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur. And his Raya is from our Simon. Even though our Simon is a weakened Tefillah B'Tzibur, because you started after they started, but the Mogen Avraham doesn't make that chilek. He says that Yesh Merabba trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the Prima Godim says, according to the Ramah puts in the two Amens also. So the two Amens of Akel HaKodesh and Shemei Tefillah also trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Unless you're a Sfardi.
Gula L'Tfila trumps even Yesh Meirava. That's what you see from the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says, if by mistake you send Gaal Yisrael, and you're forced, well, he says about Modin. Mustamba Hu Adin. You have a Raya from Al Simon? No. Al Simon just says about Modin. Al Simon says it about Modin. Okay, what it says Beferish from the Shulchan says it about Modim, that if you're forced to say Shmoneh Esrei because of Samech Gula L'Tfila, meaning you said Gaal Yisrael by mistake, I guess, so then you should, it tells you what to do, how to deal with Modim. But the Prima Godim says it about Yesh Meirabba, it trumps Yesh Meirabba. Wait a second. Which means you should... See, that's not the same as saying... That doesn't mean we paskin between Gula L'Tfila, you don't answer anything. But that's not the Prima Godim's point. No, the Rosh Hit is that you can answer Yehesh Meirabba between
Amen and Gula L'Tfila.
Yeah, right. And Yehesh Meirabba too. That's not that much of a hefsel. That's not the point of the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim was talking that you would have to wait a significant amount of time in order to answer Yehesh Meirabba. So he says, Gula L'Tfila trumps Yehesh Meirabba. I wonder if the night one trumps Yehesh Meirabba too. The night Gula L'Tfila is always much less intense right? There's like a whole slew of dinim that don't exist at night. It's just not that heavy at night, Gula Tefillah. So I wonder about this Prima Godim. It's a good shayla. We have to somehow do the research. Right. Maybe Yesh Me'ab at night trumps Gula Tefillah. I would say in Svarah, yeah. In Svarah, I would say yes.
Is a Yerish man, Rabbi.
What? The Kaddish Yeftish Shmoneh Esrei.
And Kaddish before Shmoneh
Esrei. Yeah.
Even in a normal davening.
No, that's the Nusach HaTfila. We're talking. You're right. That's. I don't know if I would bring a raya from that, because that's the normal Nusach HaTfila. So it would be like Tfila Arichta. Or Gula Richta, that's what the Gemara says, right? Kivan the Takina Rabbanan Hashkivenu, Ki Gula Richta Dami. So, or Kivan the Takinu Hashem Svosai Tiftach, it's Ketfila Richta Dami. So, you know. It's not a good, it's not an exact Tushta, because the Gemara certainly means that conceptually, Hashkivenu is an Indian of Gula also. It's not just because. Well, if Rabbanan said, you could say it. And the same with Hashem Sfosai Tiftach. That's a tefillah in itself, right? Asking Hashem to let you daven is a tefillah too. When do you say Hashem Sfosai Tiftach for Hashem Sfosai Tiftach?
Can you be mashche ben gengul ol tefillah without saying anything?
Can you what?
Can you be shoche between gengul ol tefillah without saying
anything? I don't know. What? You mean you have to do it before you say Hashem Sfosai Tiftach? Yeah, I don't see why not.
So it's only words.
Right, that's, we know, that's the basic halacha, that if you come late, you're allowed to, oh,